Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I hope you are doing well. I hope you're feeling good as you woke up this morning. I think I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm just going to keep it real. You know how I do it, right? I think I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I had some strange dreams last night, strange dreams. And then to wake up this morning and have somebody just get under my skin right before I had to do my show. So please forgive me. Please forgive me. I'm going to jump into some tracks so I can just kind of have a moment to myself before I continue on. But you know what? I've been thinking, I don't know, when I do the coffee house show, I think about the people who were my coffee house family at Flavor Coffee House in North Seattle. And man, I wish I had pieces by all of them that I can play for you. But you know what? I can give you a taste, a little taste of a few of them this morning. So I'm going to start out with my big brother, Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn, and this piece is called I Am That Man.
I am that man, a man who made her cry. I am that man, the same man that made her smile, held her hand. Garden of motherland to the streets of broken dreams. I have fought wars and I have fought for freedom. I have died and I have been reborn from the first man until the last of my blood to carry any part of my spirit. I am that man. Broke my back to provide shelter. Opened many books and wrote truths and fictions. Healed spirits of the body and I have been healed from wounds of the soul. I have blundered. Many to wonder at my feats and my follies. Scolded the wrong, and I have been imprisoned for a mere thought. I am that man. I have fathered and I have buried my blood. I have killed and saved, ran from pain and I have stopped suffering, dealt some goodwill and served some ill will. Honored false gods and found God before he laid me down to sleep. Man, the man she cries for, the man who made her cry, mothers and her mothers, I am that man. My lover, she sheds tears for me, over me, because I am that man. She cries tears of joy because I am that man who brought joy to her being, and being a man has made her sad and fearful, so she cries. Her tears never change her beauty. Her tears are a part of her breathing and her living. She watches over me and she holds me because I cry. I cry for never being enough man. I am that man. I am a man who made her cry. I am that man. The same man who made her smile, held her hand, kissed her cheek and caressed her lips and squeezed her in the night. I am that man in the right.
Let go of the places you misjudge what you see. It's not that I have a need to approve who I am, just be who I am. So those who don't see me, know this is me. You form a determination about me based on where or what you need me to be. Based on my cover, you form what you think that you see. You have not had one conversation with me, so you look at my coat, my car, or whatever, and you have already placed judgment on me. I say, flip the script and look in the mirror and tell me, what do you really see? Turn up your nose, you roll your eyes, and you ask me what's wrong with me. I say, whose face did you put on today to present yourself to me? Whose issues speak of fear, paranoia, or hesitation? Conceptions preventing progress, bringing procrastination? Fear of losing identity, so the independent seeking to control the situation. Dog, you say you have no need to be that close to me. There's nothing I have that you need to see. Though you choose to hold me in your comfort zone to keep me where you need me. So I do see you have a need for me, so see me. Again, I say take a look in the mirror. I guarantee you'll see me differently. Kill or be killed is the motto of the consensus. And killing people with kindness, that's a fallacy. That's what you taught me. Well, let me explain this differently. When I connect with the phrase that nice people finish last, then what am I supposed to see? Well, I'm not nice anymore, so you don't have to like me. And as a matter of fact, I hope you don't like me, then I don't have to worry. I too feel the need for intimacy, but to receive this from anything but temporary sources says I have to do differently. Then when I connect in the places available to me, they seek to manipulate my mind and energy, hiding their identity until they trap or consume me. I don't want to have to go through the difficult digging and smashing I have to do when I connect with parasites, but knowing I have to or die. My aggression's building because of the fight not to become angry. My compassion is leaving because it was seen as a weakness in me, urging me to become aggressive with the devil. Why? Do you give them what they're asking for or what they're looking for? I say the chains work both ways when we ignore. So, how long do we wear the chains? When do we start using our brains? You believe you have no choice. You say you have no voice. Broken down indirectly or directly, there's no difference. Patronizing, waiting for failure, so you kowtow to get a preference. You come inside or go outside. See, your mind, that's your sentence. So, how do you judge me? Are you sure of what you see? Can you win trying to prove that you're not what they want you to be? Innately inferior, keeping them superior. Say you are, believe you are, and keep them in their place. Be nice to save whose face. I have no color, no race, no gender, no face. Uptown, downtown, we're in the same place. Superficial was the face I guarantee you put on today. I just challenge you to see in a different way. Tell me that I'm wrong. See, I'm trying to keep away from believing that what I know doesn't matter. I'm simply leaving you the food you place on the ladder. I'm trying to put into practice a positive place, and still shit hits me in the face. It becomes this crazy race. If you free your mind, I guarantee the rest will follow. Don't feed me junk you don't want to swallow. Show me that you can see me, then judge me fairly. Not based on the cover that I wear or the color of my face, because the last time I checked, we're in the same race.
For opportunity, for humanity. open your mind's eyes and let your ears hear the truth about me. Open your mind. I came to challenge the lies and falsehoods presented. Expose the creators of these false gods represented. Take this mantle of desecrated faith and upend it. Suspend it on a stake with nothing but its cut off head as an example to those who would dare to defend it. Righteous battle burn bright in me. And your threats of murder, stun gun, and jail cells do not frighten. You don't scare me. It only serves to enlighten me. Awaken the fight in me, warrior. Call to the right in me. Ask God to expand my might in me. So this fight is real. A battle for the soul. A struggle for control of our destiny. Our lives. Our existence. We must pursue true freedom with absolute persistence. Total resistance to the urge to follow blindly like moths to a flame. Engulfed in the blaze before we realized we were just pawns in a game. A savage sport played by some sick sociopath. Finding glee in the idea of crushing any and all who are not like him. As if he was still that ancient Roman gladiator, he wishes to reach out and smite them, ignite them in fires of hatred and loathing, self-hatred and self-loathing, all coming together and exploding in a mushroom cloud of division.
We've got to take care of ourselves. We've got to take care of our future.
Now more than ever, they have us right when they want us, right for the picking. They can take us out one by one at their leisure. It's called attrition. Know my mission. I am here to bring clarity to minds that have been confused. Psyches abused. Attributes misused. I am here to change the world. The whole world. Let the flag of this unified struggle unfurl. Break free of these chains. Release the nightmare of the whip as it begins to uncurl. It's time. Time to seek true justice for all committed crimes. Acknowledge the changes, but realize we are still in troubled times. The need to rise is the reason that I write and recite these rhymes. We are not blind. This is the real war. The struggle for equality. For opportunity. For humanity, this is the real war. This is the real war. Give up till you die.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. I had to go back down memory lane for me and possibly be introducing some amazing talents to you this morning. I opened up the show with four of the talents who were a part of my Flavor Coffee House family here in Seattle. And, man, they held me down. They held me down. They were at every open mic. They hosted open mics for me. Catherine, who you just heard, you know, she was one of my very first customers that ever walked through my door. And, man, I love them and I miss them. So I opened up with Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn. I call him my big brother. He's an amazing man. He is a mentor. He is a spoken word artist, and he is an author of two books and a third book that's about to come out that's published by Zane. And I played his piece, I Am That Man. And then I went into my girl, Justice. I wish you could see her do that piece. I wish you could just see her on my stage. I'll have to see if Alvin's got any of the footage still from the shows at Flavor Coffee House. But Justice, and that was her piece, Flip the Script. Then the next gentleman that I played was Six Deep the Messenger. And guess what? Justice and Six Deep are brother and sister. And I played Six Deep's piece, The Real War, and he was the very first host of any of my open mics at Flavor Coffee House. So, and then closing out that set was Catherine with Walking Way Too Fast. And you know what? I miss them. So shout out to Alvin, Justice, Six Deep, and Catherine. Thank you so much to Verbal Oasis and Jim and Alonzo and Ann and oh, so many of you that would regularly come to the coffee shop and perform and participate and fellowship on the nights of Flavor's Night of Creative Expression. You guys, it's, you're in a sense, you know, the reason why I started this particular show, and I was so happy my friend April encouraged me, is because it helps me keep it alive. It helps me smile and remember, you know, those wonderful, wonderful times that we shared together as family. So, as I said at the beginning of the show, man, I was dreaming last night. Bizarre dreams. I'd tell you about it, but I don't even understand it, you know. And then to have somebody just kind of get under my skin. Yes, he did. He got under my skin right before the show started. I'm like, no, I don't want to go into the show being upset. So I had to play some pieces, but I hope you're doing well. And I'm feeling much better because, you know, hearing my family, hearing some pieces by them, my hometown, yeah, that's some good stuff. So I hope maybe one day that I'll be able to get some of them to call into the show. I know that Ocho has called in and he, you know, did a kind of impromptu piece for me. But maybe I can get them to call in and do some pieces or get more pieces that are actually recorded by them, because some of them are still performing around Seattle. And I never did my Flavor Coffee House reunion this summer. I really wanted to. My mind was so busy elsewhere and scattered, and it never got planned. But maybe we can figure it out for this fall, you know, when and where we can get together. I really, really need to do that because I just really miss seeing them. You know, when you have a core that just kind of made sense and who are there to support you, I have great memories. They are my great memories of Flavor Coffee House. And I just want to be amongst them. I know I'm going to cry because I'm fighting back tears right now thinking about them. But I know I'm going to cry, but I think it's something that maybe I just really kind of need right now. And So I want to play a piece. I really wish I had more gospel music. I really, really do. But I want to play a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine, G. Wright, out there on the East Coast. And he was probably one of the first people that I encountered here on Blog Talk Radio outside of the spoken word community that's on here. And I went to his show one day, Heart of Love Radio, and I was blessed. And he's an ordained minister. And he's a gospel recording artist, and he sings R&B. He does. He's been over to Japan several times, for months at a time, performing over there. But I want to play one of the songs that Kimura loved and she heard when she was first born. This is Consecrated for You by G. Wright.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come on with a humble heart, knowing you here. I know you were here. And so want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. My life, let it be consecrated for you.
To share with me, and you made me your.
had to bring a little gospel into your morning today. I hope you don't mind starting out that little set with my friend G. Wright out there on the East Coast, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland area. Oh, sometimes he even goes into Atlanta, Georgia with his piece Consecrated for You. Then that was my girl. She's right here in Seattle, Washington. That was Leroy Kim with her piece Thanks for Loving Me, You've Never Give Up. Well, I'm feeling a little better, you know, little Flavor Coffee House family to a little bit of gospel. Why couldn't that uplift my spirits and kind of take me out of that direction I was going this morning? So I'm feeling much better. I had a little sip of coffee, and now I'm on to drinking some iced tea. But anyway, thank you so much for coming here. This has been an absolutely interesting week. Some blessings possibly are coming my way. I am so very excited about that. So, you know, still working through, you know, the kinks of it, getting more information, doing more research. But I might be signing a contract here pretty soon to do something very, very exciting, something I never thought about, but was just approached about the last few days. So we'll see. If I decide to sign the contract, you'll hear it here on Flavor News Radio. But I had an interesting conversation with a jazz artist who I have great, great respect for. And we were having, you know, this talk about why musical talents don't make money. And he was telling me that, you know, within his circle of artists, you know, their belief is that the musical talents don't make money because either, you know, a lot of them sell it by digital download, a lot of them don't interact with people in person with hard copies of CDs, and because there aren't the mom-and-pop record stores anymore where maybe potentially you can go and have your music sold in a store, to then the capabilities of being able to pirate music off of the Internet. You can go to Reverb Nation and hear music. You can go to Spotify and hear music. You know, our stage to, you know, actually taking music off of YouTube videos, taking that code, that URL, and putting it into a converter and actually turning it into an MP3. And I had never really thought about that, because I even did that when George Duke had passed. Fred Hammond had did a tribute to him, and I went to YouTube. And I took that URL and I put it into my converter, and I was able to turn it into an MP3 to play on my show. And so I never thought about that, some of the challenges that artists, musical talents face when it comes to selling their music. And then the other thought is, you know, he brought up is that people aren't necessarily going to go use their credit card to pay 99 cents for a track. And so, and then I, you know, I came back with the point that a lot of people don't like to buy online or do not have the capability to purchase, you know, with a debit card or a credit card. And, you know, and not many actually go out and get those prepaid cards or think to use that. So there, you're missing out on opportunities that direction, too. And I remember having a challenging conversation, maybe 3 months ago, with somebody about the fact that the only way musical talents are going to really make money is by having merchandise. They're not going to make money off of their actual music, but they're going to make it off of merchandise, such as T-shirts and wet sweatshirts and hats and things like that that have their name and their logo on it. And I can see the point of that. I do. I can see the point of that. So it made me really, really think. So I put a bunch of posts out, you know, the other day, kind of based off of my conversation with him. And, you know, and I feel, you know, I feel for the artist. I said, you know what, should we start a petition that people can sign and artists can sign to send to those places that, you know, people are pirating music from, because with the way that technology is, you know, there should be a way to stop them from being able to steal the music from being online. And he's like, you know, there's always going to be a way. You know, now that we live in this world of technology, there's always going to be a way, you know, to get the music for free so that they don't have to support. And, man, I remember back in the day when I was a child and I was babysitting. And we have, you know, a Sears and Roebuck here on First Avenue. And I would save up my money from babysitting, and my parents would take me on a Saturday down to Sears. And I would go to this little small corner, you know, record section in on the second floor of Sears and buy my 33s or 45s. And that was such a treat. It was such a, it was like an anticipation, you know. I had to work for the money. And, you know, and then I would really, really think which you know, album or 45 did I want to buy, you know, with the money that I was able to save up. And it was about the whole experience. And I think that's why right now I really like hard copies of books, or I really like hard copies of music, because I like seeing it. It's almost like a trophy or something. You know, I like actually physically seeing it. I like to hold it. I like to just, you know, put it on a shelf and arrange it in a certain way, usually by alphabetical order or genres, and you know, be able to just look up and say, yeah, you know, I love that music. This is what's going to come in the car with me today, or, you know, I think I might read this book because it was great and I hadn't read it, you know, for a few years or whatever. I like that experience. And so I think that this digital era that we live in has kind of taken away from the experience of art, you know. And it really makes me sad when I think about the fact that people can have such easy access to music, especially music, because I've seen, you know, now that they have the e-books, you know, authors will take a year to write a book and then put it on Amazon to turn it into an e-book and sell it for 99 cents or $2.99. I'm like, that is so crazy to me. Like, how many digital downloads of a book do you have to sell to kind of recoup what time you put into it, then the editor that you had to hire to proofread it, and, you know, the formatting of it and all of that, and the book covers? And it's like crazy. Like, how are artists ever going to get to the point of recouping what they've put into a project? And I don't know how many artists actually have merchandise to sell. I mean, you know, I know my brother Alvin, he has T-shirts and things like that that you can buy. And he's a walking billboard. They tell me I'm a walking billboard when I wear his shirt with his book covers on it too, you know. But, I mean, how many artists really, really have, you know, product to sell? And then even at that, they have to have, you know, that personable outreach, you know, to even get people to buy their merchandise. I know that when we do Black Stack shows, you know, we always have T-shirts and CDs to sell, and they actually do really, really well, and stuff. And so, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm the artist cheerleader. I'm going to advocate for them always. And I really want you to really think about it. You know, when you say that you love and appreciate an artist, really, really step up and show that. And, you know, as simple as just sharing them with your network, to, you know, actually purchasing their product, even if it is a digital download. And you know what? Even if it is just one track at 99 cents, do that, because it really, really matters. And some of these artists have worked very hard at perfecting their craft. You know, our top quality just has a crisp sound and style, just as a mainstream artist, if not better. You know, and so we, the fans of those artists, we speak volumes when it comes to who the larger people will stop and pay attention to. I wouldn't necessarily suggest to a musical talent wanting to get, you know, picked up by a major record label, because there's so much more. You sign your life away, you know, when you do that. But I think that when you're able to push it further and you're able to make money from it, and you're able to put some of that money away and help grow what it is that you're doing with more capabilities, you know, you create your own record labels. You create your own lane to step out on. And but it takes money. And I don't think it's necessarily fair for the artists to only be the ones investing in themselves for us. If we say that we love it, I think it's our responsibility to help and support. Somebody had mentioned on one of my posts the other day about the fact that, you know, the economy has played a role in the hit that artists are taking. I don't believe it. I don't believe it because, you know what, it costs $15 for people to get in clubs here. It costs $10 a drink. There are people going out to clubs every weekend and coming out of there spending at least $50 just to go to a club. You know, so, you know, think about all the people who smoke weed. I don't know what it costs for a bag of weed, you know, or whatever. But, you know, they'll spend money on what it is that they want to spend money on. And so I'm not going to buy into that economy thing anymore. I'm just not, because I've seen people spend money that claim to be broke. And, you know, I mean, just even I'll bring up Prince again. Prince is a perfect example. $200 for a ticket and have a packed house. How many of those people did Prince know by name? How many people spent money to get their hair done or nails done or bought a new outfit to go to that concert? And Prince didn't see them. Prince didn't know they were there. But $200. And then we have artists in our local areas that are absolutely amazingly talented. And, you know, they're asking $10. And then you want to get on the free list? And you expect them to give away the experience for free? That's crazy to me. So just really, really think about it. If you love artists, support them. Support them by spreading the word. Support them by purchasing product or paying to get into a show. Or, you know what, you can even make a donation. You know, you really can. For me, what I do, if I could just sit here as Lady Flavor and do what I do today, say in 10 years, and be able to say, you know what, I played that artist on my radio show, you know, or I had them on as a guest, or I knew them back when. That would bring me so much pride, you know, to know that I was kind of a part of their beginnings. And I think that would be very exciting for any of us to get on board and believe in an artist and help push them forward. I know that in some ways, numbers really, really count as far as showing the popularity and potential following an artist might have. But more recently in conversations with industry people, it's, yeah, they're looking for that, but they're more so looking for how many units an artist has sold. And, you know, and I kind of understand that too. And so I pose the question to artists, like, how many of them even know what they've invested into their art to what has been financially made in revenue now and what they really need to make to break even? And none of the artists knew that responded to me. And I think that it's time to really understand what you've put into it. And you know, what you really, really need to financially get out of it. Now, I'm not talking about people who just love to create. There's a difference. And for some reason, it appears that people think that it's taboo when you start talking about money in association with art. I don't know why it's wrong for an artist to make money from creating. Artists are making money all the time from creating. So why is it, when maybe you're not in the mainstream spotlight, the media, it's not okay? I don't get that. You know, there are some very quality artists out there and they're not charging, but, you know, like $10 for a CD or $10 for a book, you know, and they deserve that. They deserve that, if not more. So, yeah, just something to think about, just something to think about. But I think I'm going to kind of go with a little theme here and kind of do some sets with some purpose. So I'm going to start out this next set with my business partner, Mark Van Claggett. And this is a track that is dedicated to his father, who passed a year ago. This is Windsor Mill Road by Mark Van Claggett. If you can see, or if you even know, I'm kind of surrounding myself with some of my musical family today. And that last set I dedicated to Mark Van Claggett, who is my business partner through Marlex Records. And I played his piece, Windsor Mill Road, which is off of his new CD, Emerald Drive. Then I went into Wilshire Boulevard, which is off of his CD, Jazz at Sunset. And that's him playing the flute. And then this last track is When You Smile at Me off of his I Want You CD. So that was Mark Van Claggett. And you know what? Now I'm going to go into my sister, Miss Monica Monet. I'm so excited. She's just finishing up the shooting on her video, her official video for Feelings, her single. And yes, Flava News is the official sponsor of that particular video. So I'm really, really excited to be a part of that particular project. And it's really interesting how you can really be involved in some things, even though you're clear across the United States from each other. It's been a beautiful, beautiful experience. So I'm going to start out this set with, oh, I think, Silent Room by Monica Monet.
Sitting in the middle of the room, in the black chair, glass all over the floor, and I don't care. Broke every memory of you and me. Gravity's holding me down, I'm floating.
I know what
chicken breakfast and make your hips juicy sweet. If I had my way, I will embrace them every night and tell them his dreams are reality. You got to take your time, move slow, maybe you'll grow. I keep telling myself, take your time, move slow, maybe you'll grow. I keep telling myself,
yeah.
Love, love, love.
did it again. Straight from Earth, new right here on Jupiter, number one R&B and hip hop soul.
All right, that was my sister friend Monica Monet with her piece Silent Room, which is off of her Simply Beautiful CD. Then I went into Feelings, which is her brand new single that she's putting out. And then I had to go into a piece with her and Halon Keith, which is Love, L-U-V. I love Monica and Halon Keith together. Halon sings back up for her quite a bit when she does shows. And they've co-written several songs together, but I love just hearing them sing together like that. It just, yeah, I love it, I love it, I love it. So I hope you don't mind me just kind of doing a show for me today. These are people that are in my life, people who have played roles for me, and they just help make my world make sense. So I hope you're enjoying the music because this is therapeutic for me. So now I'm going to go into my family. They're right here in Seattle, Washington. They're close by to where I live. This is my family. They hold me down big time right here in my hometown. This is Black Stacks, and I'm going to start out with Black Stacks live at the Triple Door with Night By.
Somebody put one hand up, anybody, it don't matter, just one person. Alright.
They want me. They want me. What's up, right? Yeah, that's right, they want me.
Dress nice. Black, black life, hustling, moving. Contribution, revolution, life change. Flick on 8 million life that is really still a crooked angel. Come slam like an angle. Too many points to be boxed. We talk to vocab, lights on. See the future like read palms to make bets. The math don't get subtracted. Strategy, the fallacy, the actions make you. With small packs like new crop, chop and screw, do what you wanna do. Mind state like classic wax, back forms like new art on the arm. Shake stack, the blood is stacked, the alarm will like that for the song. Here, baby, see Haiti, but the screen's getting at him. Channel has a remote, it felt like the skins of black folk. So stay honest, like one of them, just one of them, just one of them. They want
me.
All the time they yell out how they want
me. They want me.
All the time they yell out how they want
me.
Side and jump transit,
talk a bill,
spark your pineal, then talk wiser, penalty tail, like elephants, my prize, my residence, the game's outside, now my pride is my fist, up like nicotine, or coffee bean, or switch, you ooze on the same song, my car may stop and stay, I may contemplate, should, I might do the piercing, got timing like house keys, you'll discover later,
we some invaders,
we just that favor, then I got the audible for G-O-D, y'all just J-O-E's, took it accomplished, got played for raw fish, invited peasants to present, we're hoped to lift our commune, this'll be probate, I got
M,
wiping the tag off your image is stigma, we're not your ordinary face, y'all should keep them labels, brothers, they may sell, this is tales, like holidays, brothers be funding, going to this track like we hunting. If I see your mouth far away for consumption, everybody will like this percussion. I won't Christian him, I'll just muzzle. Y'all ain't hardcore, y'all like muscle. Work, if you think I'm gonna wear that glass, silence people on the real his tongue. Then lick like right until his knees done. Yeah, what's the standard? Let loose like a panther. I clean and carve in. Stay true to the heat. With John the traffic, yeah, I'm walking down the street. Hip hop, headphone beats, and print material. It's the imperial. South bend, turn up, tied to the lane, fresh ink. With the soul of cold train, the stress, strain, and pain. Gang, there's so much to complain. It's like classic material.
One line,
I send out the rhyme, and I'm green to stay lean. I mean, signature like Shaq, where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at?
Aretha Franklin, they want me like Jill Scott, like Letta C, like they want me, you fill in the blank.
Taff, they want you, Taff, they want you.
Oh, to shoes. I don't have no Bam Bams on right now, but I know ladies love the shoes, right?
They got Bam Bams on.
Come on, I know y'all like your high heels. That's right, girl, I ain't got no Bam Bams on now. I'm about to be barefooted, right? I said I ain't gonna do them like that. But this is my ode to shoes. Here we go. Ooh, I got my Bam Bams on and I'm feeling so fresh and fly. Do you hear me? It's going down in my city. Throw your hands up.
All right, that was my family, that's my people right here in the Pacific Northwest with me. I started out with Black Stacks Live at the Triple Door with their piece Night By, going into They Want Me, and then closing out that set with my sister, Miss Sister Love, with Bam Bam. She also performs with Black Stacks Live at the Triple Door, and she and I have history. We go way, way back to before I was ever Lady Flava, and she and I were sister advocates together at New Beginnings, and that's my girl. Never thought coming full circle that we'd be, you know, working together in the entertainment and arts arena, but it's a beautiful thing. So thank you for indulging me today to allow me to play some of the people that mean a lot to me, who I work closely with, who I call family, you know, and I hope you enjoyed them because, man, I think they're hot. I think they're hot. I think they're amazing, amazing talents, and that's just a tip of the blessings that come my way as I sit here and I play music for you on Flava News Radio. So we've got about 30 minutes left, so I'm just going to finish out with, you know, playing a variety of talents that have come my way. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the Flava. Thank you.
close. I know you can read my fear through my heart and my throat. Who knew this glass was clear? I thought I was watching you, but you was watching me. You know the lies and truth.
Thank you.
Patrick Domino, who blessed me with his music before he left us here on earth, and that piece is called Baby Baby. Then I went into my boy Paris Toon down there in Arizona with Tanya Tien and Mother's Favorite Child with this, the piece called Music Like This. And then Royce Lovett down there in Florida, Tallahassee, Florida, with Perfume. My girl E. Bell's up here in Seattle, Washington, with All About You, produced by Sheldon Butler. And then my dear, dear, dear friend Gigi Glenn Gordon down there in Atlanta, Georgia, with I Can't Live Like This. I've only got a few minutes left, about 12 minutes left, so let's see what tracks I can squeeze in for you in just these few minutes.
I guess you lost your sense of humor. Longer think that I'm so clever, mocking words before they part my lips. A conversation with you can be so damn quick. It all happened in September. The chill. Always fighting for attention, finding ways to place the blame. Moving through the cracks of silence, all my tears are flowing.
I don't wanna be alone.
I don't wanna be, I don't.
take your energy. Oh, why can we take a ride? I'll go anywhere with you. We're gonna be alright, but only in time. Baby, can we start again? I just wanna say hello, hello. Baby, I'm just glad. Up on what's new in life, is your family all right? And do I ever cross your mind anytime?
I won't let another day go by
without you being by my side. We need each other, Lord knows we miss one another. Let's start today, and every day love will find its way.
I can promise you
with the apple of God's eye. Let's give it one more try. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I kind of made it about me today, and I hope that's okay with you, because I wanted to hear the sounds of some of my people, my family, the people from here in Seattle, to people that I'm so very, very connected to and work very, very closely with. So, you know, you heard some of my family from Flavor Coffee House that used to come and perform at my open mics and help me host, to some of my gospel people, and then Mark Van Claggett, Monica Monet, and Black Stacks, who are my core artists that I work really closely with, to a variety of other talents that I just kind of love. So closing out today's show with Abia and Robert Glasberg, the piece is called September, going into Colette with Ready for Love, Elijah Bland with Hello Again, and then closing out with my dear, dear new friend, James Cola, with To Be With You. So I hope you enjoyed the music that I played today. Tune in every Saturday here at the Coffee House on Flavor News Radio. You never know what direction it may go, or I may take it. So take care, God bless, and enjoy the rest of your day.